Well, good morning, everyone. It's lovely to see you on this not quite sunny morning in the holidays. Intimations-wise, well, we have one more service without Norman next week, so it will also be a little different. And we have two more without the Zoom connection, since everybody's on holiday and we still don't have enough folk to be upstairs. So today's service is being led by ourselves, and Kath will be taking you through it. The only other intimation really is the event on the 20th of August, when we're going to celebrate the internal refurbishment of the church. For those that don't know, this was completed 6 months ago, and the moderator of the General Assembly is going to come along and help us celebrate on Saturday, 20th of August, midday. There'll be a picnic and some other things happening, and we're going to be naming the session house after Irene Patterson, who left a big legacy to the church. So we don't have full details yet. In fact, we're still organising it. And Doug Hay has asked me to say, could any elders and anyone else interested wait behind for a few minutes this morning just till we kick around the ideas for that day as to what we're actually going to do. So if you are interested, please wait afterwards. And I think that's all I need to say. Thank you, Kath.
Good morning, everyone. Let's begin our worship this morning by singing an old favourite hymn from Mission Praise, A New Commandment. So it's Mission Praise number one.
For our prayer of praise and thanks and confession, there are three bits. I've taken some material from pieces by Tom Gordon and Sally Howell Johnson in Summer, which is a Wild Goose publication. And when we come to thanks, I'm sure you'll discover when we come to thanks, there is a response if you want to use it, which is simply, thanks be to you, O God. We'll finish by saying the Lord's Prayer, which contains confession, of course, and since the way I'm doing it, can we say it slowly? And that's all I need to say to you. So let us pray. Almighty God, we praise you. You are the start of time, you are the end. And so in faith we seek to comprehend how you might dwell with us eternally, how broad, how deep, how sure your love can be. You are the Alpha. From the first of days, you offered light to lead us in your ways. You caused the sun to set, the dawn to break. You willed the seas to shift and the hills to shake. You are the Omega. Your love will last when even time itself and life are past. You set the stars for night, the moon to trace a pathway through the vastness of your space. You make the seasons change. You feed the land. You give your word so that we might understand. Your faithful hand is found in everything, in life, in death, in all that creation brings. You are the summer flowers, the seeds that grow. You are the rain that falls and the winds that blow. You are the glassy sea and the storms that rage. You are our constancy for every age. You were the start and you will be the end. And so our thanks from heaven, earth to heaven ascend. With hearts and minds and voices we proclaim in summer days the glory of your name. Almighty God, we offer our thanks for the sun's rising and its beams of precious warmth. Thanks be to you, O God, for the morning's gleaming promise, plants awakening, flowers blooming, trees dancing in soft wind. Thanks be to you, O God, for the air warm and wet with summer's invitation to play and to rest. Thanks be to you, O God, for the noontime heat and the refreshing lap of water on the shore. Thanks be to you, O God, for shoeless feet and toes, the wriggle of sand and grass. Thanks be to you, O God, for long evenings stretching out like a blanket of restful sleep. Thanks be to you, O God, for the brilliant blue-black of night sky, silent stars dancing in flickering magic. Thanks be to you, O God, for the arc of this summer's day, and for all days our hearts are full to overflowing with gratitude to you, Creator God. Let us say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you very much, Derek. And now Alistair is going to set the scene for us.
A family of turtles decided to go on a picnic. So for 7 years, they did all their planning and preparation. It takes time to get the hamper down off the loft and get the food made and get drinks ready and get everything packed up. So off they go, searching for the perfect picnic site. After 2 years, they find the perfect spot and they start clearing the area, making it nice and comfortable, get the covers out, need it nice and comfortable to sit on, of course, and start to get everything unpacked. I'm just about ready to start, and they discover there's something missing. There's no salt. They've forgotten to pack the salt. Now, of course, a picnic without any salt is a complete disaster. So someone's got to go back for the salt. So they choose the youngest turtle, because he whines and he moans and he groans. Then he says, okay, I'll go, but one condition, that you don't start eating without me. So the rest agreed, okay, fine. So off he goes. 3 years later, still hasn't come back. 5, 6, 7th year, the oldest turtle says, I've had enough, I'm absolutely famished, I'm going to start eating. So he's after he unwraps a sandwich, and just about to take a bite, and the youngest turtle jumps out from behind the tree and says, see, I knew you'd start without me. I'm not going back for the salt now. Families, eh? Sometimes we don't trust them, or they never live up to our expectations. But thankfully, God doesn't look at us that way. He always looks for the best in us, and perhaps we should be looking for the best in each other too. Dysfunctional families, the Bible has plenty of examples, and including the book of Genesis. This morning we're looking at, we're focusing on Jacob and Esau. Look at their family history, look at the ancestors. Noah, after the flood, God made a covenant with him. Noah planted a vineyard, got drunk and lay naked in his tent. And his youngest son, Ham, came in and discovered him. And that was it. Noah curses him and his descendants, the Canaanites. And Abraham and his nephew Lot, well, they fell out over the land. There wasn't enough room for the two of them, so they split up and separated. And dare I mention Lot and his daughters? Well, we're all mostly fairly adults here, but if you haven't read the story about his two daughters, well, basically got their father drunk, and, well, long story short, they got pregnant. So Abraham and Sarah, they had eventually got their son Isaac. He married Rebecca, who got pregnant, and the twins were jostling within the womb, and yes, that's Jacob and Esau. Isaac loved Esau, the older son, but Rebecca loved Jacob, the younger one. And it's Jacob, the younger son, who gets Isaac's blessing with Rebecca's connivance. This time Isaac is pretty old, he can't see, so Rebecca wraps Jacob up in a hairy fur coat, and Isaac thinks it's Esau's blessing. So you can imagine the furor when Esau returns and discovers all this, and he holds a grudge against his brother Jacob. I will kill him. So Jacob flees to Laban, who is Rebekah's brother. And Laban has two daughters, Leah and Rachel. Jacob falls in love with Rachel, the younger one, and agrees to work 7 years in return to marry her. But on the wedding night, Laban tricks his nephew Jacob by substituting the older daughter Leah. It's good. Anyway, Jacob marries Rachel, and works another 7 years in return. So he's got two wives, and of course they're both sisters, and they become jealous of each other because one's having more children than the other. Stephen, we were nearly there. So Jacob then decides he wants to leave with his wives and his family and his entourage, and he asks Laban for sheep and goats as his wages. But then he tricks Laban by leaving him the weak animals, and he takes the strong ones with him. And Jacob decides, for whatever reason, he decides he wants to meet up with Esau, his brother. So he sends messengers who return saying Esau is coming with 400 men. Fearing the worst, he sends gifts to appease his brother, perhaps remembering Esau's words, "I will kill him." So this is the point in the exciting TV drama that you're watching. It says, comes up next time. Well, in short, we'll find out what happens next. But is this the end for Jacob, or will something miraculous happen? So keep watching, stay tuned, and come back soon for the next installment of our Happy Family Saga.
Thank you so much for that, Alistair. We'll continue in worship with hymn 522, "The Church is Wherever God's People Are Praising."
The Church is Wherever God's People Are Praising.
So Irene is going to read the next instalment of the story of Jacob from Genesis. Jacob is fighting with God.
So today's reading is from Genesis chapter 32, verses 22 to 32. And as Kath said, Jacob wrestles with God. That night Jacob got up and took his two wives, his two female servants, and his 11 sons and crossed the fjord of the Jacob. After he sent them across the stream, he sent over all his possessions. So Jacob was left alone. A man wrestled with him till daybreak. When this man saw that he could not overpower him, he touched the socket of Jacob's hip, so its hip was wrenched as he wrestled with the man. Then the man said, "Let me go, for it is daybreak." But Jacob replied, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." The man asked him, "What is your name?" "Jacob," he answered. The man said, your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and with humans and have overcome." Jacob says, "Please tell me your name." But he replied, "Why do you ask my name?" Then he blessed him there. So Jacob called the place Peniel, saying, "It is because I saw God face to face, and yet my life was spared." The sun rose above him as he passed Peniel, and he was limping because of his hip. Therefore, to this day, the Israelites do not eat the tendon attached to the socket of the hip, because the socket of Jacob's hip was touched near the tendon. God bless this reading from his holy word. Amen.
Thank you, Irene. Now we're going to watch a short video of Albert Bogle from Sanctuary First, which we're using with his permission. It's his walk and talk chat from the beginning of June.
Back to a walk and chat talk here with the Sanctuary First community. But here I'm in Edinburgh because it's for the General Assembly of the Church of Scotland. And you know, this week, one of the readings that we have in the Bible is the story of how Jacob was on the way back home to mend bridges with his brother. And it's a story, it's quite a moving story. It's a challenging story because Jacob finds himself wrestling with God and coming to terms with what he had done in the past and then seeking the forgiveness of his brother. And you know, it got me thinking at the General Assembly this week, there's been a bit of bridge mending, and one of the things that's happened is that there's been a special declaration called the St. Margaret's Declaration of Friendship between the Church of Rome and the Church of Scotland. And it's been great to just see how people have been coming together and thinking more about what it means to be a Christian in the world today and how there are bridges that we need to mend. And we can disagree with one another, but we can learn to live with one another and learn to love one another and build bridges. And the story of Jacob is the story of a man going back to build a bridge with his brother that he'd fallen out with. And it's a great story, because we're told that he wrestles with an angel, and it's almost as though he's wrestling with God about his life and what he's done in the past. And he won't let God go until he's blessed. And so he is blessed by God, and as he goes, the story in Genesis goes on to say, Jacob gets up in the morning after having wrestled with God, and he heads towards his brother's house, but as he walks, the sun rises and he limps towards his brother's. He's got a limp. And you know, sometimes in our bridge building, we will always carry the scars of the past. We will always carry something to remind us that bridge building is not an easy thing. There's a cost involved. And that got me thinking too, perhaps this week, you've got to maybe think about some bridges that you should be building. Are the bridges that you should be building with your family, with your friends? Are the areas where maybe you need to step out? Is there something maybe in your life today that you're wrestling with God about? And God, and you're saying, don't let me go, don't let me go until you bless me, God. And God blesses us, but in blessing us, there's a cost to be paid, and we've got to sometimes bear that cost. So as we continue to think about what it means to build bridges and to look for better friendships amongst ourselves and within the church and within the Christian community, let's remember that story of Jacob limping, but limping towards the sunrise. And surely, in some ways, there's a wee bit of our lives like that. We're broken people. We don't always get it right, but we're limping towards the sunrise, looking to something wonderful and good to happen in our lives. So until next week, that's the Walk and Talk chat. Short one this week, but I hope you enjoy it.
What I would like to do now is to lead us all in a time of quiet personal reflection on what Albert was talking about. So please sit comfortably in your seat. Maybe you would like to rest your arms on your lap and close your eyes. Let us quieten ourselves before God. Please take in a few gentle breaths. God is with us. Breathe in God's presence. Think about what Albert said about building bridges with our family and friends. Is there a hurt within the family that needs to be healed? Have you hurt someone? Do you need to ask them to forgive you? Bring that now before God in the silence. Are you wrestling with God over something in your life? Bring that before God. Ask him to bless you, like he blessed Jacob, to give you strength and courage, or whatever else you need. Talk to God about that now, in the silence. Albert asked us if we could build better bridges within our church or within our community. How can we do that? Let us bring that before God now. Ask him to help us bear that cost of bridge building with those who do not know Jesus. So there will be silence. Father, Jacob limped after wrestling with you. We all have our own scars. Help us to see these scars as wounds which you have healed, because you have blessed us. Continue to challenge us and bless us. Help us to build better bridges with our families and friends and with our communities, so that people can come to know Jesus as their Lord and Saviour. Amen. And Derek is now going to lead us in our prayers for other people.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we pray for our world. We pray for those parts of the world where there is war and unrest, for those in Ukraine, Afghanistan, Yemen, Palestine, and so many other places where there is no peace. Hear the cries of those who are frightened, strengthen and inspire those who work for peace, and help us to be people of peace ourselves. We pray for places and people across the world affected by climate change, for those in Europe affected by wildfires and water shortages, and for everywhere where crops and livelihoods have been decimated, for those in our own country worried about the extreme heat forecast for this week, especially in the south and in England. Help all those battling against the impacts. Strengthen those calling for change, and remind us all daily of the actions we can take to help. We pray for justice, that in our country and across the world, leaders will be inspired by the Spirit to act fairly and wisely for the common good, and that our institutions would be guided and renewed by those seeking to hear your voice. We pray for our church, that at times of change and uncertainty, we will be a place of refuge, silence, and peace in our communities. That in a busy and troubled world, we will have wisdom and compassion to support people in their pain and guide them to find rest with Jesus. We pray for families, in particular families struggling with rising living costs and the extra struggles that the school holidays bring. Help them to know of your peace and encouragement, and help us to form communities which nurture and support families of all kinds. In silence now, we bring you our private prayers. Lord, hear our prayer and answer our requests, for we ask these in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you very much, Derek. So our final hymn is number 622 from the hymn book. We sing of a love that sets all people free.
Thank you.
Before Alistair gives us the blessing, I'd like to thank him and Eric, Irene, Marion who chose the hymns, and Doug for all their involvement in this morning's service. Thank you. Alistair.
The peace of God which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your thoughts in Christ Jesus. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always.